Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. Blessings, blessings. This is Sister Debbie. Praise the Lord God. Amen. We're going to go ahead today and talk about a heart checkup and specifically the chambers of God's heart. What is God's heart like? Amen. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you. We ask you to have your will in your way. Be our teacher, oh God. Humble us, oh God, like Mary at your feet, Lord. Begin to teach us, Father God, what you want us to know. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and welcome again to Royal Daughters. Blessings, blessings to sisters and brothers, people from everywhere, all of our listeners worldwide, wherever you are. Amen, amen. Let's go ahead and start now. And so as we begin to look at and investigate the chambers of God's heart, now look at the word chambers, and I'll get maybe into that a little later. We'll see what's going to happen. I want everyone to go to 1 John 4:19. We're going over now to the New Testament. And wow, we're probably pretty close to the end of the Bible at this point. As we head on over, and I'm heading on over to 1 John 4:19, which says, we love because he first loved us. Number one, we love because he first loved us. A, the A would be God is love. Okay, God is love. Scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So God is love, and then God acts out his love. He demonstrates his love. And then upon his demonstration of his love for us, he wants us to do 1 John 4:10. It says, and this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And so we find these steps or these keys or how love, how God is the start or the beginning, the architect, the author of love. He is love. And then he goes and he demonstrates it through Jesus Christ. And then he created in his image and his likeness. And believers, God wants us to be imitators of his love and to walk out his love. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And so I want to take my time with this. I have no idea which way God's going to take me with this. I have lots of different scriptures. I've been looking at a couple of things. And as I begin to ponder on the chambers of God's heart, I was thinking about the things that are close to God's heart, like unborn babies. I even thought about people that are in sexual trafficking and they need to get out of those situations. Things that are dear to God's heart, hurting people, things that make God cry. And as believers, our job, our heart, our desire. Oh my God, we're called to be close to the heart of our Father and to hear his heartbeat and let the world know who he is and that his heart beats for them. And if we're never close to his heart, never close to him, we can never know what he's saying in his heart. Not consistently, we'll never be able to walk with him. He might say to us, bring this person flowers or go smile at that one or go share the gospel with this one. But as we walk in step with him, we'll be able to hear him. So it's about being like Mary and sitting at his feet and hearing his instructions. You know, I was thinking hearing his word is like hearing his heart. God is downloading his heart to us. He's sharing his heart to us. And so the Bible says, if you seek me with your whole heart, you're going to find me. And so as we position ourselves like Mary at his feet, amen, with our hearts open before him, God, cleanse my heart. God, purify my heart. God, begin to heal my heart. God, restore my heart. God, breathe on my heart. God, massage my heart. God, any heart places, God, begin to heal. God, heal my broken heart. As we allow God to minister to our hearts and he's able to minister to others, amen. But it really starts with us. There's another scripture, and I like this scripture. And I want to go over to it. It's in Jeremiah, if you can bear with me a little bit. I have lots of notes, and so I'm going through them. I'm looking for this particular scripture. I'm asking Holy Spirit, allow my eye to fall on this scripture in Jeremiah. Amen. And it talks about Well, let's just pray in the Spirit. That's really the best way to do it, is to pray and seek the Lord. Amen. For the Lord can give us revelation. He can begin to speak and begin to show us his way. So let's begin now to pray together in the Spirit. Oh, korama shandere korama staya. Oh, remaki shandarana kaya namakura basandarana shi. Oh, raka sanaki yananakora masaya. Thank you, Lord. Just keep worshiping him. Amen, amen. He's going to show us. Just keep worshiping. God, we worship you. God, we magnify you. Father, we look to you. We don't know exactly where the scripture is. I don't know where the scripture is, but I know exactly what we're talking about, what I believe is on my heart right now. Holy Spirit, what's on your heart? What's on your heart? Father God, you know, I'm hearing something different. I'm hearing that different than in the scripture. You're saying, I'm desperate for my people. That's that. I just heard that. I'm desperate for my people. And so God is wanting he's longing to draw you onto him, amen, that he might feed you, that he might heal you, that he might restore you, that he might meet your needs. It's not his desire to tear you down. It's just his desire to build you up. He loves you. And so, amen, God wants us to draw nigh to him. He says if we draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. Praise the Lord God. And so now, even now, I'm still inquiring. I'm letting the Lord. Let's let the Lord have his way. Listen, that is the best way, is to let the Lord Jesus do this. The Bible says, amen, I'm still going his way. I'm not following. He'll bring that scripture up later again, but if he wants to. The Bible says, I believe it's in Mark. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm just praying in the Spirit. You all have lots of scriptures. Let's go to Mark 12:30. Because this is what the Lord wants. You know, God wants us to love him with our whole heart. And you know what? I was thinking we need a whole heart to love God with. So we need to let God heal our heart, restore our heart. But I love the scripture that says God will give us a new heart and a new spirit. And he's going to take out the heart of flesh, going to take out that stony heart. Amen. He's going to give us a heart like his, because our hearts are deceitfully wicked. Who can know it, right? So God will change our hearts as we renew our minds by the washing of his word. As we get in the word, he's able to renew our minds and help us to change. God brings about change and transformation through his word. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Lord God. Praise the Lord. Well, Father, again, I'm looking for that scripture in Mark. So everybody's probably already over there at this point, so I'm going to go ahead and hop on over to Mark 12 and 30. I'm just going to reiterate this scripture that I've already said earlier in Mark 12 and 30 that says, and you shall love the Lord your God with, this one says, this version says, with all your heart. There's another translation that says, with your whole heart. So you can say, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Listen, we need God to love him back. And so I think this whole training, this whole heart checkup, as we begin to investigate the heart, you know, and really follow the Lord, how he wants to lay the foundation and the format of this. Because you know what? This is not a rush project. We might have more than one video on our blog, blog talk radio kind of thing, because you know what, this is like studying almost the human heart. You know, you have the four chambers of the heart, and I'm not a medical doctor, I know very little, but I like a lot of studying things like the heart and the brain. And so I begin to look a little bit and reading a little bit about the four chambers of the heart. You know, each part is important. Each part, you have to study the wall of the heart and the atrium of the heart. And it's like there's divisions or walls. Each part has a function, and it helps the heart to be whole. It helps the heart to function right. It helps the heart to feed the nutrients and to give the cells nutrients to feed the body. And so it has a function as one. So God wants us to have a whole heart. He wants us to have one heart, a heart like his, one heart, one mind, come on, function, so we can bring about and reach the world for Christ and show them his heart. Amen. God wants us to do that. But God wants us to be, he's not going to be taking me in the direction where I was going to go, because I was thinking to focus more on the fact like God wants us to have self-control and to Holy Spirit. You know, without self-control, we can't even build a city, or we're like a city with broken down walls. And that's true. That may be for something totally different, maybe doing another time. But God wants to build our hearts. God wants our heart to function like his. God has the perfect heart. For you guys that are taking notes, listen, right up there where it says God is love, listen, under that V, you could be God. If God is perfect, God has a perfect heart. It functions perfectly. It functions well. But you know what? God is spirit, and God has created us in his image, in his likeness, and Jesus Christ is the perfect example. We to be imitators of his heart, imitators of him, spend time in the word of God so we can transform and change us and our hearts can be like his. Amen. We need to hang out with Jesus so we can look like Jesus, and we need to sit at his feet like Mary so we can hear his instruction, we can be changed by the word of God, the power of God, definitely by the Holy Spirit. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit, which means I need to spend time listening to the heartbeat of God and what God is concerned about every day. We can think about the things that are going on in our world. You know, me, I could sit here and think about the unborn, and I could think about how they're killing the children. Oh, my God. And how people are, you know, listening to that. They don't think it's important because, listen, we need to draw nigh to the heart of God, not our hearts. Our hearts are desperately wicked. Who can know them? Listen, we need to allow God to transform our hearts, change our hearts. Ask God, God, give me a new heart. God, save my heart. God, deliver my heart. God, help me have a heart like yours. God, deliver me from having a hard heart or a bitter heart or a hurting heart. Allow God to take us through this heart checkup, this, you know, where our heart may be diseased, and make our hearts whole and healthy so we can love him back. We receive his love, amen, first of all. Come on, that's the C of this. And then we can, as we receive the love of God, we're able to deed. That's the point. That's one of the points, is to give that love out. And then E, bring glory to his name. A, it would be what? God is love. Come on, God has a perfect heart. God, listen, John 3:16, God loves us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Come on, listen, you know what? And then we have, after that, we have the sea of that. And amen, we have to allow God's love to love on us so we can love others. Amen. And we can be all that God has called us to be, to bring him glory, to reach the world, amen, to be demonstrators of Christ. We have to follow the Holy Spirit. Listen, my order may be out of little order because I'm not looking at it, but let me tell you, but some of you guys are taking notes. Listen, God has an order. God, we have to receive the love of God. We cannot give what we don't have. But the awesome thing about this is that God has given us love. He gave us Jesus Christ to show us his love. Jesus Christ is the exact expression of God's heart. If we say, well, I don't see any love, I've never experienced, listen, receive Jesus. Jesus Christ is the love of God. There is no perfect man. There's no perfect human being at all. But God sent his son to show us who Jesus is, who God is, who he is as God eternal, who he is as the invisible God, the powerful God, the loving God, Yahweh Elohim, the personal God. Amen. And so God is drawing us, yes. He is indeed drawing us to his heart. We change. It says that we behold him from glory to glory. We change as we behold his face, as we behold his word. Listen, as we behold his heart. That's how we're changed. That's how we're made new. And so it's important for us to draw close to the heart of God so he can make the changes. He wants to really make those real changes. He wants to take us through those changes, through those stages of change. You know, I was reading a little bit an article that Larson, I can't think of his first name, but it was an article that Larson wrote. I think he's a minister. And he was talking about the seven parts or seven keys to a Christian heart, something like that. But some things that stick out to me in reference to this process about having a good Christian heart, he was saying, you know what, some of us have hard hearts, or we have broken hearts, and we have hearts that are, not there. They've checked out. And so we need to allow the Lord again to massage our hearts and just receive the love of God and meditate on the love of God. And all this is for all of us. Meditate on the word of God. And oh yeah, he said fearful heart. Some of us have a fearful heart because of the result of a broken heart. And so we need to allow the Lord to heal our broken hearts. And oh God, heal our minds and heal us from our past. And because God wants us to walk into the new. Listen, Paul said, forgetting those things that lay behind, we're to be pressing onto the new. Amen. You know what? On your own, I want you to read that. I think that's in Philippians 3, I want to say. I don't want to misquote, but that's not good at all. So listen, you all, I'm heading over there. I want to do a checkup on this scripture to make sure that I quoted it right. So, Paul said in ten says that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and may share in his suffering. Yes, Lord Jesus, suffering, becoming like him in his death. Here we want to listen up 11. This is what the Lord wants me to start 11. That by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Because again, that by any means possible, I may obtain the resurrection from the dead. Here we go. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. So it's really a personal walk. Our hearts, you know, a lot of times we look at other people and say, they're corrupt, or they're mean, or they're wicked. Listen, those things could be true, but God wants us to do a personal heart checkup. He wants me to say, oh, God, Lord, heal my heart. God, deliver my heart. God, help me to receive the love of Jesus. God, help me to receive your love. Help me to be changed. Help me to be transformed. God, help me to hear your heart. Help me to draw close to your heart. Because if I don't do those things, I don't think that we could be effective in helping others. Because we, in order to share Jesus, we have to become a disciple of Jesus, all of us. We need to allow the Lord to disciple us and to discipline us and to teach us and to train us like Mary did at his feet and be imparted and get the impartation the Lord wants us to receive. Listen, it's going to all be by the Holy Spirit. We can't do any of this in our own, So for those who have really deep hurts and wounds, oh, God, heal and touch right now and deliver and open up that broken heart and bring healing, God. Oh, God, yes, you like cleanse and purge and purify, God. Kiss them with the kisses of your mouth, oh, God. Let them know your love in a brand new way. God, thank you. We praise you. We give you glory, oh God. Let our hearts be changed and transformed, Father God. Even, hallelujah, what you are sharing when you're saying that you want to draw us close to you. You're like your dear children. You are a father. You have a heart of love, Father, for each and every one of us, Father. You want to hold us. You want to mentor us. You want to minister to us, Father God. We're your dear children, each and every individualized single person on this line, those who will listen. Father, we thank you that you love them with the everlasting love. You love us with an everlasting love, and you want to take us up. You want to transform our hearts so we can look like you, Daddy. So, Father God, begin to do the work in our hearts and in our minds and draw us close to you so we can reach the world, Father. The world is crying out, and they're hurting, and they're really going down in a really fast pace, and they can't see because the enemy is blinded the eyes and the hearts of those that they can't receive the truth. But, Father, we have the truth. So, God, begin to draw our hearts close to you. Bring us, Lord God, help us to trust in you with all our heart. Begin that work of trust in you, Father God, so we can receive your healing, so we can receive all the love and everything that you desire to give us, Father God, because your gifts are good, Father. You said if a son asks his father for a piece of bread, will he give him a stone or will he give him a snake? No, God, you're holy, you're good, you're righteous, you're eternal. You only give good gifts because, God, you're good. And so we thank you that we'll have hearts like yours. Jesus demonstrated your heart. We can trust Jesus. God, Lord, you cannot lie. You will not lie. You will only speak truth to your children. So, God, we thank you. We will hold to your truth. We will hold to your heart. We will love you back, Jesus, because we choose. It is our individualized choice to love you back. And we thank you. As we spend time in your word, you are training us to love you back. As we spend time in prayer, you are developing our hearts, God. We're beginning to look like you. Our heart is beginning to function, Lord God, the way you created it to function, to bring you glory, God, that people might hear your heart, people, that people will see that you indeed love them. And we thank you, God. Help our hearts to beat with your heartbeat, God. Do that work of alignment and that oneness in the spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, for these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. May we love you more and more, God. Put the love of God in us to love you back. Oh, God, do that work today as you draw us close to your heart in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening on today. Well, we hope to be back. Take care and have a great day. Bye-bye.